and they get paid to take them out the lake. It helps to clear the lake. Like the government, our Mississippi River has to be, they got machines going all the time, what do you call that, collecting that mud and sand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they get paid for taking that sand out, and then they can sell it over.
Mm.
We got a different way of living down here, different things that other states don't have, you know? We have the jetties down here that was made of matting, and between the jetties and going out into the Gulf, there's the silt collects, and you got to keep it clear, you see? And these mattresses, you would sink down there. The modern engineers still use them. They use them out at that spillway. It must be a good system. It covers what they want, clear the Gulf and the lake or whatever they want cleared out.
Yeah. Talking about a car, the parts.
Now, why connect me with a car? What does an old lady got to do with a car?
Well, did you ever see the inside of a car? You know what? Where would your speedometer be? It'd be up on the.
It's by the driver, ain't it? Today, yeah. I don't know where it was then. It was there too. You could look at, you mean how fast it was going, huh?
Yeah.
That was right under the wheel there on the dashboard.
Dashboard?
Yeah. You what, call them dashboards?
That was the dashboard. That was the whole.
That was where all the machinery was, the gadgets to turn off, I guess, for your speed and for your, what else?
Yeah.
The mileage, how much oil it contained, things like that, information about the car.
Would that be the whole piece underneath the windshield?
The whole dashboard in front, like by the wheel where you turn. See the dashboard, how much speed you're making, how much oil you got, and I don't know what else. 2-3 gadgets they had there.
Okay. And a place where you would keep that.
I'd like to know what that's going to do with us.
You know what?
I'm going too far.
Huh?
That's a subject that you don't need that in history and all that. The one had those questions. He's a smart aleck. That book. Who composed that? Who was the publisher of that book? That's a school book, ain't it?
It's just something that we, you know, this.
Oh, y'all made it up. Well, I thought maybe it was published like a school book, you know.
Yeah.
On the subject of cars.
Yeah.
The automobile people ought to give you that for nothing, but you got to buy it, huh? I guess so. The university pays for it, huh?
What about the type cars that policemen or firemen would have?
I don't know that. My God. Well, you wouldn't know that from us, but I can't see through these things, young man.
Yeah.
I can't give you no information on that.
Okay. What sort of people were habitually arrested by the police?
Well, they committed some crime.
What sort of
And people? Down here, well, pickpocketing, that's the main thing. They steal from the men, the pocket out their back pocket, and
out of the
women. And then there's what they call the,
It's
a certain name for it, but the gypsy, it's a gypsy game. They tell you to bring your cash down, and they got some kind of system, and you make double the amount of money, and you bring it down the handkerchief and give it to them. And when you bring it down there, they give you some kind of stuff, and they tell you don't look at it till you get home. When you get home, it's a lot of paper, nothing, and you got your money. They call that the gypsy game.
Okay. Now, when a woman wanted to make a dress of a certain kind, she'd get a little piece of cloth, square cloth, to use as a
No, you go buy a paper pattern. That's been in existence for 100 years.
All right. Things that you would get in the mail, you'd say, were called free.
Oh, different advertising.
Yeah, they'd send you a free.
Yeah, sometimes they wouldn't send you nothing. They want a dollar out of you, and you give it to them, you get nothing. That's the Indian game, too. They ask you to report that to the Association of Commerce, you know.